All right, Alex, you, I think, are pretty clueless on this one. You got a guy you've been talking to. He knows you're just some mutual friends across the country, and he likes all your stuff on Instagram, all your photos, and he even DMs you, and you guys talk, but...
No, this is the only time this has ever happened.
Well, I'm
DM'd me one time.
I'm saying that I think this guy's intention... You initiated it?
Yeah. Okay, so 2 days ago, I DM'd this guy. We've never, ever talked. We've only ever liked each other's pictures on Instagram. He's a married guy. He has kids. I think his kids are cute. We follow each other. We have mutual friends. Never met. I DM'd him because he posted a photo with him and his brother. I said, is your brother single? Because he's super cute. He said, no, unfortunately, he's married. And then he carried the conversation on, not me, and said, I can't believe that you are single. And then he sent me a video of his kid saying my name. He said, oh, my kid asked me who I was talking to. I said, Alex.
Say it again.
I think it's cute.
He's going to have to work on that EX a little bit. He's struggling with that.
I think it was totally cute. And
my point is, though, he wants to come here now to go see the race, the Brickyard, but he also wants to go to 400 Fest possibly, and it's like... Dude, he's not coming all the way across the country from wherever he lives to come to see just that. He wants to come see some Alex.
I think he wants to meet me. I think I think he wants to meet me. I agree. I think he's towing the line on Instagram. It's very close to being inappropriate. He's really towing the line. And Mary said on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, Alex, what would you say if this was Joe's wife? And what would you tell him? Or what would you say if you were his wife and you read his DMs for this guy? And I would say to Joe, like, I think you are really close to, like, causing some issues here. It's getting too close for comfort. I think that this guy is towing the line. I think he does want to come here because he has a crush on me. I don't think he would actually cheat on his wife. From what I can see, and I know social media can be deceiving, it seems like they are happy.
I just don't get, like, how you think this guy's not trying to do that, but like you think that I'm trying to cheat on my wife when I wanted to hang out with somebody that was
a
female.
No. I didn't think you were trying to cheat. I said that it could lead to that eventually. Just like
if you could see that right there, then how can you not see this being a possibility?
Because that was hanging out with somebody alone one-on-one, and this isn't. I told him, I said, sure, if you come, let me know. I said, you can come up to my tent of the radio station at the event and I'll say hi. I never said, let's go out for drinks, I'll pick you up from the airport, etc. Stephanie said, that video sounds forced, especially when he's like, say it again. He thinks you're flirting and he's trying to win you over with the kids. Shell said, I agree with Joe on this. Also, that child is too young, and I think he totally put him up to saying your name. Hashtag creepy.
Alex.
God, that kid needs to learn how to say Alex. Christy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about this?
I am totally with you, Joe. I think, Alex, you're being completely naive, and I just want you to think about fast-forwarding to when you are married and you have kids. How would you feel about your husband talking to somebody on Instagram and liking all of those photos?
Oh, no, I mean, I would totally be uncomfortable with it. You know, I would totally be uncomfortable with it. That's what I'm saying. But I don't know that I would say he wants to cheat if he does come here. I think he does have a crush on me. I think he does want to meet me, but I don't think that he's going to actually have the kahunas to come here and say, hey, come back to my hotel. I think does want to come here.
If he comes all the way here, he wants to do something with those kahunas. Mm-hmm. He's definitely going to show you what's up. By the way, Christy, did you say that if Alex is a mom? Because it sounds like she is.
Alex.
Sounds like she already is a mom to a kid out there. Hey, thank you for the call, Christy. We appreciate it. All right, let's talk to Lexi. Lexi, you say Alex is what?
Okay, so unfortunately, marriage does not mean a whole lot to a lot of people anymore. And I think this guy is really dipping his toe in the water, testing the water to see what she'll do and what she won't do. I think the best thing for her to do is to make it known that this is just a friendship, nothing else, nothing more. Like, she needs to be honest and just blunt with this guy. He's creeping me out.
That's what I did. Like, when I was hanging out with somebody of the opposite sex, I'm like, hey, we should go out for drinks or something to eat as a friend. Like, I threw that out there the first initial conversation. Like, she needs to squash it so there's no chance of this guy making Alex his future, you know, like, mom for these kids.
Well, that's what I was trying to do by not saying, like, yeah, let's go out together and have dinner if you ever come here for a race. I said, yeah, if you come here, you can come up and say hi to me at a work event, as in, like, he knows everyone's going to be around. That's very friendly.
I think if you squash it, though, Alex, I think if you say, hey, like, just want to make sure, like, that I know you're a married man, and I want to respect that. And maybe he'd be like, oh, I'm not even doing that. That's fine. He could act like it's embarrassing.
I feel like unless
you throw
he
it
says
out there
something,
and clear it up.
I feel like unless he says something blatantly, I will absolutely have no problem saying that if he says something blatantly, obviously trying to get with me. But so far, everything he's doing is like, it's close, but it's not like he's totally gone for it yet. And that was the only time we've ever talked. It's not like we constantly talk. That was the first time I've ever talked to this guy or had any sort of conversation.
But I don't think there's anything wrong if he did come here and you guys guys had that conversation beforehand. I don't think there's anything wrong. You guys could go out for dinner and drinks as long as you establish like what it is. I still think you guys could establish that. Then he gets a few drinks. He's like, hey, can you drive me back to my place? Or can I come to your place? I'm a little drunk right now. You can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on our Twitter and Instagram. Do you think Alex is kind of like not seeing what this guy's true intention is? Or, I mean, am I making this guy look bad? Is he really not trying to do all that? Because I just don't buy that you go all the way across the country for a concert and for a race. I just don't buy that.
No, like I said, I think he wants to see me, but I don't think he actually is going to try to sleep with me. I think he wants to get close, which, yes, as his wife, I would be furious. If I saw his DMs and him saying, I don't know why you're single, I would be furious.